Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, friends, welcome to Saturday night. We're so glad to have you here. It is Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough manning the microphone per usual, and whether you're watching us on the Great Biz TV television over the air network or Salem News Channel OTT. We are glad to have you here. You could be on your Roku device. You could be on your Apple TV. You could be on your Android phone or your Apple phone. Regardless, here we go. Got a big show for you tonight. In fact, let's go ahead and jump up to the big board for a second, Mr. Nick, if we can, because we're going to see that we've got City Councilman Joe Borelli from New York City. He's the minority leader here in the Big Apple, and yeah, there's actually a few conservatives and a few Republicans on the City Council of New York City. I know it's you know, hard to fathom, but there are. And he's got some things to say about some of the crime issues that are affecting all big cities in America tonight. And so we'll get into that with him a little bit later on. You know her. You love her. She was one of the original ladies loungers. Dr. Gina Loudon will be back with us tonight. There was, I don't know if you noticed, but last week, and we made a good deal of fun of it on this show, you know, a man who won Woman of the Year, was nominated for Female of the Year. And it's really a mockery when you think about it, what that means to the women that are involved in those endeavors. Anyway, she's going to weigh in on some of that, and we'll get into some other things with her, just a little jot and tittles as we need to. In the second hour, I'm very pleased to have my partner that we had on the Wednesday local version of Radio Night Live, the Wellness Night. Dr. Nicole Sapphire is going to be back with us, discussing a couple of very interesting ideas. One is, how do you rate the CDC and the NIH going forward in terms of the report card on how they've handled outbreaks? We will get into that coming up. And then also there is the whole, she put a poll up on her Twitter feed this week that I thought was really very telling in terms of her care for her patients. As you know, she's a radiological oncologist, and so she has to deliver news to people on a regular basis that may not be quite what they are hoping it would be, and there is a very significant way that she has decided to go about doing that. She asked her readers what they preferred, and what they said was kind of interesting, and I thought it would make a really good conversation tonight. So she's going to join me for that. And then let's see, what else do we have? Oh, Margo Cleveland's going to be with us tonight. There are some characters that are out there still floating around from the Russia origins investigation that haven't really been brought to justice yet. And the interesting thing about what she's going to tell us about tonight is that Stefan Halper, who you may not know the name, but he was key in kind of getting the FBI thrown off the trail of what was real and onto the trail of what was fake. Well, he's never had to answer any of those questions about his activities. And now he's being taken to court, and a judge has a chance to throw the suit out. And Professor Cleveland at University of Notre Dame is asking not to have that done. So we'll check with her as to what the rationale is. And then, okay, one more time on the big board. Check this out. She was our very first New Music Spotlight talent. She comes back tonight for only her second appearance. Carrie Underwood is going to be with us. Two brand new songs from her brand new album, and one is a number one hit right now, and I'm looking forward to it. So that's it. We got a big, busy show to get to tonight, and I hope that you'll be with us for the full thing. Now, if we can, Mr. Nick, the president this week was not particularly pleased with some polling numbers. There were polls that were showing stuff all over the place. I mean, and none of it was good. But he kind of got in a guy's face when he got asked about it. Do we have that video? Let's roll that if we've got that. Go.
Mr. President, what's your message to Democrats who don't want you to run again?
They want me to run.
Two-thirds say they
read
don't.
Read the poll. Read the poll, Jack. You guys are all the same. That poll showed that 92% of Democrats, if I ran, would vote for me.
A majority of Democrats say they don't want you to run again in 2024.
92% said if I did, they'd vote for me.
I do not understand. I cannot understand how this guy got elected president. Read the poll again, Jack. It's not really any surprise to people that have known Joe Biden for a long time that he treats people like this. But this is the way he rolls all the time. And the big knock against the guy that he booted out was that guy didn't handle people very well, right? He was the mean guy, the mean orange tweeter. This guy can't even deal with reality. Now, to be honest, both of them were correct in that little interchange. In fact, let's play it one more time for our viewers and listeners, Nick, just so that they can see it in context one more time. So this reporter approaches the president. Here's how it goes.
Mr. President, what's your message to Democrats who don't want you to run again?
They want me to run.
Two-thirds say they
don't. Read the poll.
Yep.
Read the poll, Jack.
Yep.
You guys are all the same. That poll showed that 92% of Democrats, if I ran, would vote for me.
A majority of Democrats say they don't want you to run again in 2024.
92% said if I did, they'd vote for me.
All right, so 92%. Well, they did at one point in the poll. The poll asked the question, if Biden ran against Donald Trump, would you be likely to support him in the general election? And 92% of Democrats said yes. So 8% said no. But you get to pick who you want to run in the general election in the primary. And for the primary, an overwhelming majority, depending on the age group, the 30 and unders in the Democratic circles, 99% don't want him to run again. 99% of the people that are under 30 in the Democratic Party do not want him to be the nominee. If you go to the older age groups, it lessens down to 73% and 64%. But that is still an overwhelming majority for an incumbent president to have from his own party working against him. I mean, this is historic in all the ways that he doesn't want it to be historic, but it is. And this is the very thing that I think that he's having trouble dealing with. 19% is his new approval rating with Hispanic voters across the country as we sit here tonight. 19%. 30% is his approval rating with all voters across the country. Now, Democrats have leaned on Hispanic vote heavily for a long, long time. Democrats usually win the Hispanic vote. If he can't get better than 19% approval in that community, Republicans are looking pretty good. And in the same poll that was done that they're citing in this soundbite, it appears as though that a lot of the working class and minority community continues to translate over to the Republican side of things, a trend that started in 2016 with President Trump's election. Now, taking 2020's presidential race aside, that trend continued in the congressional races of 2018. In 2020, you saw more of that stuff happening. And now that people are you know, seeing what the policies of a Joe Biden administration look like, they're abandoning ship faster than you can blink. I mean, this is cockroaches in the middle of the kitchen when the lights come on. They're out. They're boom. We're gone. And that's what he's dealing with. Friends, it's not, look, you're listening to me. This isn't rocket science. People don't like paying $5 a gallon for gas. They don't like having to deal with the supply chain issues and not being able to get things at their local store, be it feminine products or baby formula or hot sauce. I mean, pick a category that his economic policies have not just thwarted beyond belief. And this is where they're at. This is what they're dealing with. But you notice he can't deal with it. He can't deal with the truth of what that reporter said to him. He can't acknowledge it and say, oh, I've got work to do. He has to insult the reporter. Read the poll again, Jack. You know, he wanted to call him a donkey. Ah, you jack me. That's what that is. I don't know why he paused. And by the way, he looked pretty energized. He must have been on his uppers today because it just, he was walking upright and had no problem. But anyway, that's the welfare of our commander in chief right now. That's what he's like. Just out being a normal guy. Just get in your face and call you Jack and tell you to read the poll again. The reporter was right. The president was kind of right, but not really, because the voters don't want him. Nobody wants him. Nobody wants him, and he's determined to run again. And it's going to be interesting because I think there are a lot of people that think they could do a better job. I think Hillary Clinton would like another shot at it. And I think there's several governors that are wanting a piece of it right now. None of them, by the way, are going to do anything any better. If Gavin Newsom gets the nomination, I think Republicans will win all 50 states, including California. We'll decide on how that goes down the road later. We got a big show for you. Joe Borelli from New York City joins me next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
New York. Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. When you think about New York City from the past number of decades, you think of a really safe place. But when you think of it over the last 2 to 3, even 4 years, you think of it as becoming one of the most dangerous places on planet Earth. And this is no fault of the citizens. It is every bit the fault of leadership. Again, this last weekend, 17 shot in the city, 5 dead. A couple of more stabbings thrown in there. And within the greater metro area, another 5 shot as well. Here to discuss is the city councilman from Staten Island, who is a longtime voice for common sense on this show, Joe Borelli. Joe, you see the numbers just as I have described them. You have grown up in this city. What is your response to what is happening to the city of New York right now?
Well, it's like being in a redux of a bad movie from the 1980s and early 90s when people had to have a reasonable fear for their public safety. I think the Jose Alba bodega owner story really highlights that fact, because this is someone that, because of our bail reform laws, because of our general degradation and general avoidance of prosecuting criminals, this person felt so threatened that he had decided to keep a knife stashed away behind the counter of his bodega. Mm-hmm. Like, we gotta be honest. There's always been crimes in the subway. There's always been crimes in bodegas. This sort of thing has always happened in New York City, whether in the good old days and the bad old days. The difference now is that people have just this growing fear that they will be the victim of a crime. And now the statistics actually warrant people's fear. But again, people have always been a little afraid to take the subway at night. We know that. But now the statistics are finally meeting the fear, where people have a reasonable, good chance of getting attacked in a subway, getting attacked on a street corner, becoming the victim of a hate crime. If you're perhaps a member of a religious or of a racial minority group somewhere, you are now likely the victim.
Let me ask you about the roles that the different public officials play on this. You've obviously got DAs that are going soft. You've got a mayor who got elected saying that he wanted to do something about this. And you have evidently people in Albany that don't give two hoots about what's going on in the city. Where would you like to see the reform begin, and how, and what do they need to do?
But it has to start in Albany, because there is no greater roadblock to prosecuting people than our bail reform laws right now on the books. We had someone arrested 139 times for shoplifting. This was a person who was convicted of a crime of shoplifting multiple times. Not someone, again, we have the presumption of innocence, but this is someone who was convicted of shoplifting that after the umpteenth time after his conviction still could not be remanded in jail. We had actually a story on Staten Island, where I live, where someone was arrested for robbing a Macy's, went to the 121st precinct, was processed, released, as the law says that they must be, went right across the street from ShopRite and was arrested again for stealing in the same, you know, 2-hour period. That's the reality that this bail reform law gives us. Also, our discovery laws have made it more difficult for prosecutors and law enforcement officers, even when they want to prosecute someone, to comply and meet all the steps now necessary to prosecute someone under the law. They've made it more difficult. That's compounded with the fact that we have 2,000 less detectives than we had under our peak in the early 2000s. That's 2,000 less pairs of eyes to review videotapes, to interview witnesses, to canvass the areas, to play good cop, bad cop. All of those things actually add up, especially when, again, you add this new discovery process that actually makes these detectives check more boxes. So being a detective has now become a highly technical and highly specialized thing in police departments around the country, and yet we're suffering from this lack of officers. That's because we're not hiring more cops, we're not able to promote more cops, we're not able to put in more specialized units, detective squads, etc. All of those things combined along with just the general acceptance and the general acknowledgement by criminals that you're not going to be prosecuted, is what caused us to be where we're at today.
Well, so the last 2 years of the previous administration, meaning de Blasio, you saw the graduates from the academy not being allowed to graduate. You saw those classes being held back. There were people ready to take those jobs, but the retirement rates also outpaced everything that they could keep up with. Is there a way conceivably that you can correct that in a short amount of time?
No, not in New York City. If you want to be a police officer, people are well aware now that New York City is not the best place to be one. We have put more criminal liability on the backs of our officers, specifically with this diaphragm bill, where if you compress someone's diaphragm, which, by the way, you can't really not compress someone's diaphragm if you're wrestling with them, you can be subject to a misdemeanor that ended qualified immunity for our police officers. So let's say you're a young man or young woman who wants to be a law enforcement officer. Chances are you're not looking at the NYPD with as high regard and as high optimism as you once did. Not to mention, and this is true for a long time, but we've always had the lowest starting salary of the region. So while it was normal for some percentage of cops to go and find better paychecks, perhaps more respect, perhaps a more welcoming community elsewhere in the region, now you're seeing that as like a matter of course. Where a cop comes on, they get good training, they get some experience in what's still the greatest police department, and they take their business elsewhere. It's just like any other job. You start looking for better opportunities, and for cops, there's better opportunities anywhere. Look in Florida. They're welcoming cops. You're a hero in your neighborhood. Why would you not want to go somewhere where you're loved and respected?
Yeah, no doubt. Real quickly, what do the what role do the prosecutors play here?
A tremendous amount. And New York has long had progressive prosecutors who might have sided with the criminals more than the prosecutors themselves. That's a tradition in New York with woke DAs. We've never had someone like Alvin Bragg who on day one, it's called the day one memo, just publicly declare that I'm not going to prosecute the crimes to which you've elected me to prosecute the crimes for. That is the unprecedented thing about Alvin Bragg, and that's why New Yorkers should all vote for Lee Zeldin, make sure he fires of him and people like him on day one.
Well, and he's almost also promised on day one to redo what he can of the bail reform issue. Everything you've touched on, as you said, starts in Albany, and electing a different governor can, in fact, to change that immediately. Joe, let me ask you about city council. There's a lot that the city can do, obviously, to try to correct course, but it seems like the city council is so lopsided in terms of how it views things, and oftentimes very out of the mainstream of what New Yorkers want. How do we address that?
The best thing to get New York back on course would be if the city council locked the front doors, threw away the keys, and we let them collect their paychecks without ever voting on legislation ever again. It'd be well spent $149,000 per member if we could possibly do that, because these are people, the majority of whom were elected in very small voter turnout Democratic primaries, are only the most radical, only the most woke person won. So that's who's driving the agenda. Excuse me. Our speaker is not as progressive as probably the bulk of her members, which is a good thing, and we're glad that she's the speaker and she's a bit more moderate. But she is driven herself by just these woke radicals who have nothing to fear but someone even further left than them, and it comes to fruition in the form of what policies they want. So this is not going to get better until New York really has a realignment of political parties. We're seeing that already with a lot of Hispanic people, a lot of Asian people, and a lot of Russian-speaking and Eastern European people becoming Republicans where they were not Republicans just 5 years ago.
Yeah, that is an interesting development for sure. Councilman, we always appreciate your insight. Thanks for fighting for your city and for your country. We appreciate you being here.
Anytime. Thank you.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. It's so hot across the globe, roads and roofs are melting. The deadly heat waves of last week have sparked strange infrastructural events around the world, and temperatures are still going up. So, how hot has it been exactly? Well, it's been so hot that a runway in London, Luton Airport, on the capital's outskirts, had to be closed off as it melted in the heat. Russia, a state sponsor of terrorism, Here's at USA Radio Network /Pride with the details.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is urging the State Department to label Russia a state sponsor of terrorism. In an interview Thursday, Pelosi said the move was long overdue and that she had been advocating for it for months. In the Senate, a resolution has been introduced calling on the Secretary of State to designate Russia as a sponsor of terrorism. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. Coming up yet this hour, Dr. Gene Loudon will be here. And on the New Music Spotlight stage tonight, the OG, the very first artist we had from the very first time. Wait, what's that, guys? Huh? Check the... No, I don't like to check the voicemail. No, you keep making me check the voicemail, and I get messages I don't want to... All right, I'm going to check the voicemail. Hold on, here we go. Well, I was going to check the voicemail. Maybe I didn't.
Maybe you haven't heard, but I've been a bit...
No, let's try that again.
Hey, Kevin, it's Joe Biden, the senator from Delaware.
No, you're the
maybe
president.
Maybe you haven't heard, but yeah. I've been a bit under the weather.
I did hear that.
I have asthma, cancer,
what?
COVID, and I'm not sure, but maybe monkeypox.
Guaranteed.
Anyway, I just wanted to give you the update on that.
I should be okay.
I don't come down with anything else. Also, did you know they named that spot where my bicycle fell over after some guy named Brandon?
Oh, really?
Incredible, don't you think?
Ah, that is kind of cool. Thank you, Mr. President. I don't know why he bothers, but he's been leaving me messages a lot lately. Anyway, yeah, he had, I don't know if you saw it, he said that he had cancer, like a bunch of people this week. He said that somehow oil on his mother's windshield when they would be going to school as little kids gave him the cancer that he got when he was 80 years old. I don't know. But then his team said he doesn't have cancer. So he may be confused. I'm not sure. And he also said the exact same words in April in a speech in which he then said that he had asthma. Like everybody else. So I it's just hard to tell. But the monkeypox thing, I guarantee it. He's got monkeypox. There's no doubt about that in my mind. He's got the monkeypox. And he's supposedly getting over his COVID. So, Mr. President, we wish you well. Hope you're back and able to yell at some reporters very soon. That would be great if you could just be yelling at reporters. Especially, like, right up in their face when you have COVID. Just kind of spit your aerosol drops all over them so that they can get the COVID too. Anyway, hey, listen, I want to say on a serious note, thank you to you for those of you that have been helping us with our cause. We take this on every year as a very, very important aspect of what we do with Kevin McCullough Radio and Radio Night Live. And I have an update for you for those of you that have helped us free slaves with Christian Solidarity International. Roll the bumper there, Mr. Nick. The new number, we are, of course, bringing them home. These are largely just women that have been taken into slavery. 888-342-1010 to bring them home. But we have worked that number down from 192 to go to only 95 women left for the entire year. And I found out that they want to do a liberation trip very, very soon, and they have room for three more, and they don't have the bags of hope supplied for them yet. So if we could have three people tonight say, I'll guarantee a bag of hope for one slave as she is released and taken back to her home in South Sudan. Now, what does the bag of hope consist of? Well, for $250, you give them tarps that they can make a living shelter with, kind of a tent-like shelter. They get a year's worth of sorghum grain. They get another year's worth of sorghum seed to plant for their future year to be able to plant more food. They are given all kinds of tools, gardening tools, eating utensils, things that they've never owned of their own in their entire life. And then they're given a she-goat that they get to use either to create milk and cheese for themselves, maybe breed other baby goats and sell them. It's a micro-enterprise thing. But, friend, these are women that have been taken into slavery, some of them as young as 6, 7, 8, 9 years old when they were taken. And now they've been gone away from their home, some of them for as long as 15 to 20 years. And as they are being released and the negotiations for their freedom are worked out, this bag of hope essentially gives them everything they need to start their life over again. So we know that we are three bags of hope short for this liberation trip, and I don't want that to be the case. I want to make sure that we have all of the bags of hope taken care of. So would you call that number that's on your screen, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And if you would rather give online, it is so easy. Just go to bringherhome.org, bringherhome.org. We are helping these slaves be found in North Sudan and brought to their homes. Sometimes they still have families that remember them, but certainly their villages and their regions are celebrating their return when they make it. 888-342-1010 or bringherhome.org. We need three people tonight to go to the phone and say, I will help liberate one slave, $250. You can do that in monthly payments if you need to, but we need someone to step up for three of them. And I've just had three people that said, yeah, I'll take one each. That would be great. 888-342-1010 or bringherhome.org, bringherhome.org, bringherhome.org. Please go right now. Now, the rest of Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live are straight ahead, coming back with Dr. Gina Loudon. Don't go away.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. There are those that have noted over the last few days that biological men have been winning awards that biological men have not won before. Chief among those noticing this is one Dr. Gina Loudon, who rejoins me now. Dr. Gina, the entire world laughed at the headline that the University of Pennsylvania nominated Leah Thomas as Female Woman of the Year this last week. And I'm just curious your reaction.
Well, I didn't laugh. To me, this is really sad because you just sort of hate to see what is really biblical prophecy fulfilled so blatantly, you know, and just the world evil really manifesting in such just obvious, glaring ways that I don't think even 5 or 10 years ago, Kevin, you or I would have ever believed would actually happen. But it is happening, and it is scarier than ever. You know, someone posted something that I saw somewhere about how Michelle Obama had done such great things with school lunches, but that Trump had stripped those regulations on the federal level. And I said, I can't believe, my comment was, I can't believe that you're concerned about what is fed to children in school lunches when their brains are fed absolute mush all the time. And the hate I got on that comment thread, I don't comment very often publicly, but the hate that I got on that thread was unbelievable. Now, my kids say I get that kind of hate all the time, and I just don't see it because I block all the negative, which is probably true. You probably get it too, and we just don't know it. But it's just unbelievable to me how they subscribe, they meaning the left, subscribe to such verdicts of evil on their every single day lies and don't even notice what's happening right under their very own nose and what they're condoning, the evil that they are condoning and complicit in. But, you know, we should know this would happen because it's all right there in Revelation.
So let me just break this down a little bit for people so we can go slow to go fast. When we're talking about gender identity, and you have 3 degrees in human behavior science, we're talking about what they're talking about is a difference in what their brain thinks it feels emotionally from the anatomy that God gave them. We have never, until just recently, within just the last couple of years, in fact, given any credence to what our brain thought it felt about any number of things in our lives. We said, nope, if you're a man, you go over here, and if you're a woman, you go over there. And there was no confusion about that. Despite the idea that this is robbing women of opportunities, specifically in college sports, like with Leah Thomas, or for scholarships, like the Connecticut High School girls, or it's injuring people like the transvestite prisoner, the trans prisoner that got 2 women pregnant in the California jail and was reported over the weekend. Dr. Gina, this is damaging people. They claim that they were damaged by having to go to a bathroom that matched their anatomy. This is actually damaging additional people that are not, you know, the person themselves.
There's no question, Kevin, and psychologically, we should be very compassionate to these people. This is a dysmorphia. This does happen a lot in younger years. Doesn't happen so much usually with gender dysmorphia as it happens with weight, you know, dysmorphia. People, you know, this is the reason why girls are anorexic and bulimic. Sometimes boys are anorexic and bulimic also, especially more now that we are glorifying beta existence in males. But this is the same dysmorphia that can lead to some really bad outcomes when it is given into. You know, just because a teenager who's maybe 12 or 13 years old has visions of cutting themselves doesn't mean we should be like, here's a knife and let me give you directions as to how to cut yourself. Because the problem is that once you give way to that dysmorphia, studies prove, this is not Kevin McCullough, this is not Dr. Gina Loudon, this is studies prove for decades and decades that when you give way to dysmorphia in a clinical setting, the data is absolutely conclusive. You have a much increased rate of suicide, self-harm, psychosis. The list goes on and on. So you don't give in to dysmorphia. You walk through it with a patient in a congruous, you know, loving, empathic way. But you don't just give in to the dysmorphia. This is not a tack we've ever taken, which tells you how twisted and evil our current society is. They don't care that these confused teens who are going to go through these gender transitions now are going to be killing themselves in droves in 5 to 10 years. They don't care because their political agenda is more evil and more sinister than their ability to empathize. That's the really scary part.
That is truly frightening. Let me shift gears just quickly. You noted over the weekend that that there was a source Tucker Carlson put out this last week about Joe Biden being fed pills during the campaign in 2020 just to function. Everyone has noted that he has better days than some, even now. And I'm curious what your thoughts are as to this report and what it means about the man serving us at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Well, the place I learned the most about what Joe Biden is going through, I worked with my mother much of her life. I went to work with her. She was a single mom. And much of my life, she was the director of nursing at a nursing home. And there was a dementia unit. And that's where I learned the most about the things I see with Joe Biden. It isn't just the dribbly speech and the fact that he's on and off some days and the fact that he gets so quick to anger, which is what happens when you put these people on drugs that are essentially speed that cause such quick emotional responses. But sometimes you needed to do that. You know, you needed to medicate people. I watched all of this. It wasn't really in psych school per se that I learned about this. I didn't study a lot of geriatrics there, but I did watch this. And then I watched my own grandmother, my own aunt, and my own grandfather all succumb to like diseases, right. You know, dementia, a broad spectrum, but still it does manifest in pretty much the same way. So the shortened gait, the quick to anger, the confusion, the repetition, the inability to enunciate their words and consonants in particular, all of these things, there's so many more, the quick emotional bizarreness that he has, all of this and more that we see in Joe Biden every day is indicative of somebody who is rapidly declining. And I don't think it's any secret that he is a puppet, but this very definitely makes Joe Biden an accessory to this. And there is a special kind of evil there, of any kind of wife that would ever put their husband, let alone their country, through all of this.
Yeah.
For what purpose? I don't know. Self-glorification? I don't know. We may never know. More money? I don't know. Could she need more money after all the dirty deals overseas? I don't know.
All right. Dr. Gina, thanks as always. Kevin McCullough,
thank
coming
you.
Right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com.
MilitaryTax.com immediately.
You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the new music spotlight stage, Carrie Underwood. Music's most prolific modern artist, Carrie Underwood, here on the new music spotlight stage. Just a bit of trivia for you. The very first night we opened the spotlight stage, Carrie Underwood was our first guest. What a great legacy this one will have when her time in music is over. Anyway, she's back in the next hour. It's also the Ladies Lounge, and we've got a full one for you. Dr. Nicole Sapphire and Dr. and Marco Cleveland are going to...
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
60-day risk-free gift.